is Friday, and it is time for StoryCorps, and today we hear about a romance that began with a mistake back in 1973. Claudia Maraviglia was working at a bank. Bill DeWayne had recently suffered a serious spinal cord injury that left him partially paralyzed. At StoryCorps, they remembered how their paths first crossed.
You and I met by happenstance.
I was working in a bank. I was a teller, and you came in to cash a check, and you had like a denim shirt on, and it was partially open, and you had this nice long hair. You were so cute. And I remember I gave you too much money because I got so flustered. But then you came back about an hour later and you said, you gave me too much money. Do you want to go out with it tonight? And I said, well, then I'll get in trouble. So let's go out and then I'll pay for it.
But I didn't let you pay.
Yeah. It's amazing that we decided to get married after only dating about 3 months.
For me, it's just a very physical thing. I mean, my skin would get all tingly. And you made me happy. You still make me happy. Were you worried at all about marrying a man with a disability?
I really wasn't. I just felt like you were still you, but your accident was pretty traumatic. And you've always said you've changed after that.
I did. I was a hard ass. I didn't treat people nice. I was not the type of person that I think you would have wanted to meet. But you get a chance to lay in bed for 6 months and reevaluate who you are. It was an opportunity to change the way I was.
Your most enduring trait to me is your determination. You just will not give up. And I notice our daughters have that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always said, don't marry anybody unless he's as good as your dad.
Oh, so that's what their problem
is now.
Yeah,
I think that's why they're not married. They haven't found anybody as good as you yet. It's a high standard.
I get the feeling you always put me first.
No, we put us first.
No.
What's best for us?
You've said that, but the disability is getting worse. You should opt out.
That's what for better or for worse means. What are you hoping for us as we enter this final chapter?
The little pillow that you have that says, if you live to be 100, I'd like to be 100 less one day.
Yeah, but I don't want that.
Well, I'm sorry. You look at the mortality tables.
You statistician, you. You're very loved. I hope you know that. Even though you're sometimes in pain.
Bill and Claudia DeWayne at StoryCorps in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress.